It is my prayer that I'll say only what God would have me to say, do only what he would have me to do. Because there's a great weight of glory on me and the words that I speak. On Bishop as leader and the words that he speaks. And these words don't need to mess up your life. They don't need to change you into being worse, but they need to bring you closer and closer and closer and closer to our God. They need to let you cause you to be able to say, I love you so much, Lord. I don't want to do anything, Lord, to make you sad. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Lord, I repent for the times I made you sad. I want to make you glad. I want your glory. Now, I have a lesson about wisdom today, but I don't think I'm going to get there. God said, just talk to you from a heart and straightforward and let you know that you know that you know that you know God loves you. Can't do anything to stop him from loving you because he is love. But he does have some rules and regulations. Come back, Michelle, a minute. I got to stop what I'm doing because the Lord told me to do this. Come on up here. There's some rules and regulations that you have to follow to get God's best. I have his blessing. Hallelujah. Love you, baby. This is my only daughter. You know that most of you are here. And as I was, you were up this morning and she sent me a text and I love you, Mom, and I'm telling her about boo-hooing. And as you were ministering to the Lord and talking about Mother's Day and the blessings of mothers, and last Wednesday I was going to town and the Lord started talking to me and he said, you've been a good daughter. No, I didn't done everything right. He said, but you've been a good daughter, Cora. And he named some things that I had done that were good. Some sacrifices that I had made that he required of me. And so he sought to tell you. I'm telling you myself, you've been a good daughter. You still are a good daughter. You've never caused me to stress out and worry and fret about where you were and what you were doing. You're a good mother and wife. I see you making the sacrifices of your own even career and your own life and what do you want for that of your family. God says you are a good daughter. He wants you to know he loves you. And he has promotion and promotion and more promotion for you. Love you. And not only is he saying that to my daughter Michelle, our daughter Michelle, but he's saying that to every one of you women and girls out here, men as well. He said, I love you with a love that is beyond love. And I'm watching you. I don't care what you've done. He said, I made you and everything I made was good and very good. He said, you have to know that. But he said, come on now. Come on now. Talking to the women, especially and those who are listening, he said, come on, live it out. Come on, walk it out. Come on, live it out. Come on, walk it out. Jesus said, I paid for it fully. I paid for it 100%. Let me see where my tissue. I paid for it all the way. I have one. I paid for it all the way. He said, don't walk on it. Don't trample in my blood. It's not a put down. He said, I so long to have you come up and sit with me and stay there. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to tell you, you know, I got a lot of Proverbs scriptures and all, but be sure you read Proverbs 8 in a modern translation. He said to tell you, John 8:44. Says the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And he has lied to many of us and told us that his way was the right way. I hate him. That's the only person I can hate, only being I can hate. I hate his way. I hate his will. I hate his darkness. I hate his lies. And you've got to come to the point that you put the word in you so that that word and be filled with the Holy Spirit and that word will point to light. It will be light. It will show you the light. And you won't take part in the darkness. And you won't take part in the darkness. That's the point that the Lord wants me to get over to you today. You are so valuable, all of you, women, mothers, whether you gave birth to a child or not, you are mother, bring somebody's child. And all the men, because you caused the mother to be a mother. But he says, you are so valuable and precious. Can you see? Can't you see? I just said, light be and light was. Cows come forth, and after Adam, you know, beasts come forth, and Adam named all of them, and they came forth. He said, but I took my time. I called the council of heaven together. And I said, let us make Coralie, Lily, Rochelle in our image and after our likeness. So you know we are tops of everything, so that's where they are. That's where they are to live. That's what I've given them, a life in me. And I was reading Genesis 1, and when he got down where he said he gave man dominion over everything, and I said, oh my God, what power you have given to us. He said, yes, but the enemy lied and act like you don't have it. He lied to you and told you that this way, oh, you don't have to get married. This way is a good way. He lied to you and told you, oh, you don't need to go on to school. This way is a good way. He lied and told you, oh, get back at him. Get back at her. He lied, lied, lied. He never does anything but lie. Can you see the devil for who he is? Oh, he said, oh, you get mad at him. Many days when my husband was working out here on this church, I would just be mad at him. Because he wouldn't quit. He wouldn't quit. I'm saying you're working too hard. You're not a machine. I didn't consult God. Come out here and say to him, well, what can I do to help?